Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. I know it's hot. There's a little bit of relief starting tomorrow and Friday. And so a couple of days, believe it or not, we're going to have high temps like in the 70s. So I'll take that. You know, it's back into the soup, if you will, the week after, but that's okay. It's okay. It is summertime in Central Virginia. And if you haven't figured out this is what we do during the summer in Central Virginia, then write it down. This is when it's hot. And I would say, and I'm going to yield to Chris Beach on this because he's actually got even more experience, but I'm going to say sometime in October, thereabouts, we'll have a real chilling sort of thing, and then it'll be even colder during the next couple of months, and then, you know, after that, it'll warm up a little bit, and then next year, if we're here, it'll be just like this again. Okay, so there you have it. Congressman Rob Whitman's going to be with us in about an hour. Congresswoman Jennifer McClellan was on this morning with my friend Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News, and she had a lot to say. She didn't provide any backup or information or evidence, so I'm going to be curious to hear what it is that Congressman Whitman has to say to address some of those issues, but we'll do that at 5:05. You know that I love the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. I really do. I just think it's an amazing organization. The work that the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia does is without compare. I'm excited because in a couple of weeks, I go back to jail. We'll be doing our Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail starting, I think, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, something like that. And none of this stuff is free. Bottom line, everything we do takes money. Chris Beach is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, and he's joining us. We've got a great effort underway right now as we talk about the funding father. Chris, thank you for being here, sir.
As always, I love being on air with you.
Well, we love having you on air with us. I got news for you. You're pretty good at this, you know?
It's a good time. It's a good time.
It is a good time. Bring everybody up to speed because it's now, are we 4 weeks into the father figure fundraising?
We are. We are. We have put together, we are celebrating a decade of dads, 10 years of dads who have been called the funding fathers. And we have four all-star teams of dads who have come back to do it again. You're being one of them. And we picked our top four captains, and Team Cats right now is setting the standard, as usual, again, for the funding fathers and is taking the lead. And these four teams, the ultimate goal is, of course, to, you know, they want to win, but the ultimate goal of all these dads is to get together and raise $100,000 for the programs we're talking about earlier, whether it's Inside Out Dad in the jails, whether it's 24/7 Dad in the rehab centers, whether it's New Dad 101 into hospitals, whether we're helping people with marriage coaching, whether we're helping people online with the online courses like Pro Fathering 15. All of the money goes right back into the community to give men the skills they need to be better fathers.
It's vital work, Chris, and you know it because you see it every single day. This is what you do day in, day out, and it's not just during the day, man. You're like 24/7 with this. I get to see a little piece here and there. For folks who are sitting on the outside saying, well, you know, why are you spending time teaching dads how to be first-time dads? Aren't they going to figure it out on their own? I mean, come on, what do you need to do that for?
Well, the reality is that we have a fatherlessness issue across the United States. One in four children go home without a father across the United States. In Virginia, it's one out of four as well. But in certain communities across the state where there's higher crime, higher divorce rates and everything like that, we're seeing one out of three, one out of two. You know, 50% of all children have a dad in the home. One out of three, 33% in some communities. So for classes like New Dad 101, if a dad is present at the time of birth, the chances of them being there for their child for the rest of their life goes up 10 times. If a dad is in jail and gets out of jail and has the skills they need to be a good dad, like the class you teach an inside out dad, the recidivism rate goes down. Same with the rehab for 24/7 dad. All of these classes are proven, and we're giving dads hope. We're giving dads the skills they need to be there, and we're giving dads the ability to know that they can be good fathers.
You talk about it all the time, and every one of us who has heard you talk about it, Chris, has taken it to heart because we all did our own analysis. None of us have ever heard a guy say, man, I hope I am a really crappy dad, right?
Right, exactly. Well, and you know, we hear a lot. I just heard a politician speak. They said, you know, we have all these deadbeat dads. Well, I refuse to believe that because I've never heard a dad that says I want to be a bad dad. I've heard from a lot of dead broke dads. I mean, they're broken in their spirit. They're broken in their relationships. They're broken in their wallets. Yeah. But that's our job. We want to restore that hope and unbreak those men to give them the confidence they need to be a part of their families and to be a contributing citizen to the community.
Yeah, well, we're doing great work. So explain to everybody, with these 2 weeks left, with these all-star teams that we have put together, we've got the four highest fundraising father figures, and we each have a team. For folks who want to help out, now, of course, I'm kind of selfish. I'd love to see them help out Team Cats, but ultimately, this is about raising $100,000 for the Fatherhood Foundation. So if it's not Team Cats, it's okay with me. You know, donate some other way. But while you're here, let's talk about Team Cats. How do people Team Cats to get that sweet trophy you got?
Well, next, I mean, if you're anything, I mean, you're doing a great job for getting the community involved. And that's what Team Cats has really done. Like, whether it's going to Jake's place and every time you order a Jeff Katz sandwich, we get money donated back to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. PaSafe Baking Company, they're selling cookies and they're giving right back to the community. We have Emily's Bracelets, where if you purchase one of the bracelets, which I think they're already sold out, but if they're not, go get a bracelet. And that goes back to the Fatherhood Foundation. And this Tuesday coming up on Broad Street, West Broad Street, Chipotle is doing a give back night from 4 to 8 p.m. So go out and go to Chipotle. You're going to eat dinner anyway, so go to Chipotle, and a percentage goes back to the Fatherhood Foundation. And just getting people involved that way, it doesn't take a lot to make a big difference. So you've really gotten the community involved, and Team Cat, that's one way to do it. Or you can go to the website, fatherfigureva.org, and click on Team Cats right there and make a direct donation. Or if you're interested, get in touch with me and become a sponsor, grab a table and come to the event, buy tickets to the event. That all goes to Team Cats as well.
Hey, so talk about the sponsorship thing for a second. Buy tickets. The event itself is coming up. University of Richmond Robins Center. This is so cool. It's like the big, the big basketball event over there. So there are still tickets and people can still buy tickets, can buy a table. They can be a sponsor.
There are still tickets available. We're never going to close off tickets. We want people to come if they want to come. We want to make sure they can come. But we have very few tables available. And a table sponsorship is about $1,000. That gives you all the benefits of putting your name up on the screen, having a reserved table, having a great spot, getting your name on our website. And it's just becoming and then comes with eight tickets, four sets of tickets that you can come that night and just enjoy. And then includes all your food, all your drink, an amazing band called Trademark, one of the best party bands in Richmond, activities to do. We even have a mechanical spider this year, Jeff. So
that's one
way to do it.
Wait a minute, Beach. Hold on. I hate bugs. This is why my children, they couldn't even look at the University of Richmond. A mechanical spider? No. Really?
Yeah. You know, mechanical bull. Everybody has a mechanical bull. But how many events can you say have mechanical spiders?
I am thrilled to say none that I have ever attended, sir.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, you're talking about some of those sponsorships. We're mentioning some of the great people. I have to thank Stan and Megan, the Andruskis from Certified Auto Repair, Arts Automotive Service. I know they're doing a sponsorship. Richmond Coalition of Police, Congressman Rob Whitman jumped on board. We got a lot of great people. And you will notice there is a theme for Team Cats, tasty. Just like me, just like Jamal, man, we are tasty, and we're focused on food.
Well, you know, I say I appreciate that, but you know, even on these hot days, I still tend to keep the weight on. I don't know why, it just won't sweat right off. But I will be there next Tuesday at Chipotle, and I will be getting dinner for my entire family, and a percentage of those proceeds. So My son's already been out to Jake's Place twice and got the Jeff Katzberger. And Jeff, I'm not going to lie to you, one of our opponents was out there at Jake's Place and said he's with the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And he said, he's on another team, but you know what? I'll take the Jeff Katzberger. So the even other teammates from other teams are pitching in and helping the cause.
I love it. Well, all kidding aside, Chris, and I say this again, it is about raising $100,000 collectively for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. One more time, give everybody the best website to go to so they can learn more. Support the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia by contributing via Team Cats.
Yeah, it's fatherfigureva.org. It's the easiest one. So it's fatherfigure, the name of the event, va.virginia.org. Go there. You can get everything you need to there. You'll see Team Cats. And, you know, we were voted best charity event in Richmond last year. And there's a reason why, because people love this event. And, you know, if you haven't gone out and voted for Jeff Katz as your favorite afternoon, radio host, which everybody should go out and do that, two spots above where you're voting for you, vote for the best charity event right there in Richmond under entertainment, the Father Figure, Fatherhood Foundation event. Father Figure will be right there with you.
It sure will be. Chris, I always appreciate you being here, brother, and I am looking forward to chatting again soon, talking soon, seeing you soon. That is Chris Beach, the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Foundation of Virginia, 416 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 421, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. We got a lot. I know that we are going through. Hat tip to my friend Jeremy for getting all sorts of cool stuff together and doing what he normally does. No, I mean, besides that, maybe he does this, and he does a great job, and we're always happy to have him doing it. We've got John Reed's going to join us at 4:35. What's the latest on the campaign trail? You know, we're less than 100 days away from the general election, where it's even closer for the early voting period. I know that John has called for debates with his Democrat opponent, Ghazala Hashmi. Has he gotten any response? I don't know. I haven't seen anything. I haven't read anything. I know that we've been very active, and again, I sort of kick this back to Jeremy. Jerm's been very active reaching out to these folks. Everybody on every side. Hey, come on in. Love to have you. Love to talk with everybody. Look, I love Virginia. I wasn't fortunate enough to be born here, but I got here as quickly as I could. And I wanted to be the best place to live, work, and raise a family. That's what Governor Youngkin has done these last 4 years. And I want that to continue. I want our Attorney General to be focused on keeping people safe, to actually be protecting people here in our Commonwealth. I want our governor to be laser beam focused on bringing businesses here, preserving the Virginia way. I want our lieutenant governor to be ready to make sure that crazy stuff doesn't happen in the state Senate. And so I'd like to speak with each of these folks. I haven't heard anything back, have we, Jerm? Again, I'm going to leave it to you, but I don't think we've heard anything back from Abigail Spamberger. I think she's busy inventing hallways at schools that didn't have hallways. Ghazala Hashmi, I know, was busy. Where was she? In Orlando? She was somewhere that wasn't Virginia, collecting a bunch of money, teaching people about something she's not an expert in. And then finally, Jay Jones, who I guess has decided that he wants to be the Attorney General, although he doesn't seem to have a grasp on what it is that the Attorney General does. So I'd like to chat with each of them. But today, John Reed will be here, and I'm looking forward to that. Earlier this morning, Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News, had Congresswoman Jennifer McClellan on the show. And I thought Rich was professional and polite. You know, in other words, he's not me. But you know, it's a very different thing. I'm looking at some of the stuff coming in on the James River Air text line. It's not a good cop, bad cop thing, just so we're all clear. And it's not that Rich is squishy and you're... Very different shows, very different approaches, very different things that we do. But if you didn't hear the conversation, we're playing parts of it. And once again, shockingly, right, Jeremy put this all together. But if you didn't hear it, you go to WRVA.com and you can listen to it. Okay. We will chat with John Reed in a moment. Quickly, though, please text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505. I would love for the Jeff Katz Show to once again be voted Best Afternoon Radio Show. You can help. Text the number 100. Text 100 to this following phone number, 804-430-5505. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, W.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
RVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's, still a little toasty. And Friday, it appears as if we'll get a little bit of relief. We'll only have daytime highs up around 75, 76, which will be nice for a day or two, and then we'll be back into it next week. But is what it is, right? It's Central Virginia. It is summertime, and this is what we do. We would love, just so you know, from the bottom of my heart, I would love to have a chat with Abigail Spamberger, Ghazala Hashmi, Jay Jones. But their responses, I guess when we don't hear the phone ringing, that's them, right, Germ? That would be them not returning the calls. But what are you going to do? The other side of the aisle, much more receptive. Look, I love Virginia. I have learned to love Virginia. And I want the very best for my beloved Commonwealth. And John Reed, who, of course, dear friend for many, many years, used to host Richmond's Morning News. He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, is joining us. I want to get an update as we get closer and closer to Election Day. John, thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. I'm calling you from Henrico County for once. I'm actually... I slept in my own bed last night and was up working at my own desk this morning instead of driving all over the place. So this is a rare pit stop here.
Wow.
With all the travel.
Well, that's great. I mean, a little laundry, get to pet the dog, see if you remember your address, you know, all that good stuff.
And go open the mailbox and see all the bills stacked up inside. That was the highlight of the afternoon.
I'll bet. Well, some things never change, but
right.
You are crisscrossing this state like nobody's business. And you issued, I thought, a pretty direct invitation or challenge, depending on which way you want to phrase it, to your Democrat opponent, State Senator Ghazala Hashmi. If you would, remind everybody what that was and let us know if you've heard anything.
Well, it's been a full month and still no word. I have heard through the grapevine that she has told other people that if someone creates an opportunity, she will consider it. Well, you know, it kind of takes two to tango. I offered to appear on any stage anywhere for 10 different debates, two in each region of the state. So it's not just the same blah, blah, blah. We actually get into the details of what matters in Southside, what matters in Southwest, which is probably, let's be honest, different from what would be discussed in Arlington and Alexandria or in Richmond City or Virginia Beach. And there's just no interest. And I got to tell you, I think Ghazala Hashmi's plan is to ride this one out and pretend she's Joe Biden and only talk to friendly faces and not answer any questions. Unfortunately, she got such a terrible record in the Senate, and she's such an extremist, such a radical, that I'm not going to let her get away with that. That's not going to work with me.
Talk about her record for a second. I mean, I want to talk about your record and your plan and everything else, but just so everybody knows, because again, we haven't gotten a response from her. We don't really know anything except, I mean, the image that stays with me, John, is her outside of the church screaming and carrying on like a six-year-old, haranguing Governor Youngkin, and but she did some terrible things in the state Senate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, in 2022, Governor Youngkin did what I think every parent in Virginia wanted, which was to say you at least got to notify the parents on sexually explicit school materials. Right. I mean, I don't know how we've gotten to the point where, other than basic sex education, we're even discussing this on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. But Senator Hashmi opposed Governor Youngkin on that. She opposed bills prohibiting the notifications about explicit content in school materials over and over and over again. Every time it came up, she was one of the people that opposed the bills that would prohibited school mask mandates and requiring the parental notifications about that. She is one of the people who has said that instead of calling mothers, we should call them birthing persons. I mean, time and time again, this lady has been on the wrong side of just about every issue. And I'm finding as I travel the state, because I'm actually doing the work to try to prove that I'm want to be lieutenant governor and am willing to interact with people, even some who disagree with me, I'm finding that people who are a little left of center think she is so far to the left that they're not on board with that. I don't know what they're going to do about the other races, but they are not on board with this stuff.
Wow. Wow. John Reed is joining us. John, of course, formerly award-winning host here at WRBA, Richmond's Morning News, now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. John, what are your plans moving forward in terms of policy? We know where your opponents are wrong. Tell me about what you've got planned that's right.
Yeah, well, I hope everybody's following me on Facebook because I'm posting the policy pronouncements there. I've started a Substack called The Reed Revolution, where once a week I'm going to articulate a new policy position. I hope people will read it. I have tried to make sure that it's articulated in a way that even if you're not somebody who reads legislation and you don't read all these journals of public policy, you can get what we're trying to express. And so I've talked about child care. I've talked about education. This week, I'm going to talk about expanding the workforce in Virginia. And as I talked to people over the last couple of months, I found that a lot of folks show up and then they're prohibited from getting work because the license they have somewhere else doesn't translate to Virginia. And then they have to go through this entire rigmarole to make this work in Virginia. And I think we need to streamline that so that we can get people working in Virginia. I think we've got to invest not just in basic education that prepares people for college, but as more and more people decide that, you know, maybe underwater lesbian basket weaving is not a great degree for them to have. Maybe these trade schools need to be front and center. Yep. Because as AI takes over a lot of the things that we have been doing for years, it kind of worries me as a talk show host, as a writer, maybe it does. Mm-hmm. You too.
Yep.
I think a lot of people go, hey, somebody's always got to repair the equipment. Someone's always going to have to re-roof the house. Someone's always going to have to lay the pipe to run the facilities in a building or in a home. And those skills are going to be more and more valuable. Maybe we should make sure that those opportunities for training are regularly available to Virginians instead of the calibration that's been in place for a few decades. So tomorrow I'll be unveiling this workforce freedom agenda. And I think it's going to get people talking. I promise you that.
So where do people find that again?
Well, I'll post it on my Facebook page, John Reed for Lieutenant Governor. I have started a Substack, and this kind of where writers and thinkers go to lay out their plans. Mm-hmm. And you can find it. It's called The Reed Revolution. Okay. And then, of course, I'm on Twitter as well. So I try to cross promote all of these things so that everybody could see what I'm talking about.
I love the whole idea, but John Reed is joining us. John, one of the things that I always ask you to talk about is the need for finance. I mean, you got to pay the bills. You've got to get signs and all the rest of this stuff. It just seems like that is a never-ending situation for anybody who is an active candidate who doesn't come from some gigantic trust fund. So for those of us who believe in you, believe in your message, believe in the issues, how do we help?
Well, I really appreciate you mentioning it because I'm just getting clocked when it comes to the money. These Democrats are funneling in money from California and New York. So many people who listen to you in the afternoon, Jeff, have already gone to johnreedforvirginia.com and have made a donation. I mean, you know, the campaign is going to be over on November the 4th, right? So of this year. So we've got a couple of more months left. Even if someone was willing to commit $25 per month into November, that would help me. That way I can build a budget that's based on money that I know is coming in.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to find George Soros' son who's going to funnel me $1 million or some big left-wing billionaire who's going to decide, hey, John Reed is my guy, because I'm not. I'm kind of the reasonable and rational and fair guy. I'm not a left-wing radical. And most of those billionaires, oddly enough, they're going with the radicalism of the modern Democrat Party. And I just don't think that's where most workers are here. I don't think that's where most families are. You know, even in Northern Virginia, when they read about the trans issues and the ignoring the fact that there's a grown man, you know, forgive me for putting it this way, with an erection in a gym locker room with women present, and no one wants to do anything about it. Most people just don't buy into that. And
that's right.
if you want rational, decent leadership, you got to take a look at the entire Republican ticket. And I hope you will look at me, because I'm not putting up with it.
Yeah. Well, you're not. I mean, you've always been very upfront, very honest about all of these issues. And what about solicitation? And the reason I ask you this is that in the last week, I got mailings from Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, Attorney General Jason Biares, asking me for money. Will I be getting something from John Reed, or is the best way for everybody who wants to help support you simply to go to the website?
The best way is to go to the website. There is a huge cost to every time you put a mailer through the postal service. And if it's two or three pages, I have a renewed appreciation for the cost of this stuff. I mean, it just breaks the bank. And unfortunately, I'm not rolling like that. So I've got to make every dollar count. And I do want to tell people who've been nice enough to donate to me, I'm trying to be very frugal and cautious with that money. This is the first year, seriously, Jeff, that I haven't been on one of those crazy trips that I love taking so much, which really kind of keep my spirit going. And I learn a lot because I'm 100% focused on Virginia this year and trying to save my home state from this insanity.
Well, we are happy to hear that, even though the souvenirs might not be quite as interesting this time. I am happy to hear that. What about signs? This is another issue because people continually ask me, hey, Jeff, can I get a John Reed sign? And I said, you know, I don't honestly know, because I'm pretty sure my request is ahead of yours, but I'll ask for both of us. Are we getting more signs, or are we focused
They're
in
coming.
A slightly different? Okay. Okay.
No, they're coming. I've got an order of 3,000 of them, and you know they cost about $5 a piece.
Wow.
I've got an order of 3,000 that are on the way, and I'm going to try to, you know, divvy those up across the state.
Okay.
To make sure that people know that I'm in this, and I'm so appreciative that people want them. But let me tell you, there is now a spot on the website, johnreedforvirginia.com, that has a store. And if you really want that sign, man, there is, you can order the sign right there, and they will print it and send it to you just for you. So you don't even have to wait for me if that's something you'd like to do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's I'm glad to hear that. That is a good option as well. John, I always appreciate you being here. I appreciate, as an adopted or grafted in Virginian, I appreciate what you stand for. I appreciate the fact that you continue to traverse my beloved Commonwealth here and do your best to save it from the crazy people. And
and to help Virginians. Yes. I mean, we were in Daint, where they just got flooded out, and we took a 15-foot trailer full of supplies. Mm. And, you know, some media showed up, and I was appreciative of that. But the main thing was to show people in Southwest, we haven't forgotten about you. And it was a lot of WRVA listeners who helped fill that trailer, just like you all did last year when the same thing happened in Damascus. That's so, right. I hope people will pay attention. That's, in my opinion, that's the kind of leadership you need. Somebody who's willing to get on the ground, not just for the festivals and the fun, but also when there's a problem that needs to be solved. And I hope I'm proven that.
You absolutely are. One more time, John, give everybody that website so they can help out. They can order a sign to be printed if they want that. They can just make a donation, sign up to get your mailings. What is the website one more time?
It is johnreedforvirginia.com, all spelled out, R-E-I-D-F-O-R, Virginia, johnreedforvirginia.com. And I really always appreciate the chance to talk to you. And at some point, you and I have to catch up. Maybe we go to Jake's place and have a lunch together. I'd like to do that.
That sounds great. Listen, I am always available for you. I want you to do me one favor, and that is to hug your mom. Mrs. Reed now has permission to vote for the Jeff Katz Show, as you know, for the...
We're voting every day. Every day, Jeff.
You are a good man, sir. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. That is my friend, and hopefully very soon, my Lieutenant Governor, John Reed. Make sure that you are checking out that website, johnreedforvirginia.com. Now, tomorrow morning, Rich Herrera, who I'm happy to say, has become a friend. I think he's doing a fine job as the host of Richmond's Morning News. Some pretty big shoes to step into. But he's got another friend. You know, this is what I love about Central Virginia. Everybody gets to know everybody. Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard is going to join Rich tomorrow. And I want to make sure you're tuned in for that. I know I've got the time here, right? Yeah, 6:30 in the morning. He'll be talking about ICE at the Chesterfield County Courthouse. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. On Wednesday, we are just about 10 minutes away from Congressman Rob Whitman joining us. I happen to think the world of Rob Whitman. You know that already. He does a fantastic job of representing the 1st District here in our beloved Commonwealth. He'll be with us because earlier this morning on Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera, we had Congresswoman Jennifer McClellan, and she is just flinging stuff. I was going to say left and right and center, but it's mainly left. In fact, it's all left. Trashing ICE, trashing law enforcement. I have a feeling Congressman Rob Whitman will have a thing or two to say about that. He'll join us at 5:05. It is 4:55. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.